The meeting to order, meeting of the Wetlands Watershed and Buffer Subcommittee. I guess we will just start the meeting, we can't come to order yet because we don't have a quorum. Just to quote some of the audience and members, we have a number of bills that are on their way to the subcommittee that aren't here yet from action yesterday. And so I think what we may do is try to move, when we get a quorum, we'll try to move House File 577. We do have a small amendment for Representative Cornish that I think Representative Gunther is going to move. And I know there are some folks from the north that have made their way here, and we'll try to get them on the schedule. So that is kind of our goal. Now, we have scheduled another meeting for 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and hopefully we will have some of that other bills here. We do need Representative Lagunas will be meeting on Thursday, so we want to pass a bill out of here to her committee so she can take action on it on Thursday. Any questions on that, Representative Hoppe?
Oh, never mind. I'll wait with my question, Mr. Chair.
So maybe I hand the gavel to you, and I'll present 577. And
welcome to your committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I think we had laid over 577 for possible inclusion, and I would like to move 577 again, and we've heard the bill. It's the buffer and buffer strip bill that's moved through several committees. I believe there is an amendment.
Representative Hansen, this amendment is brought by Representative Cornish, and it deals with some unresolved things in the city of Bryceman and the Faribault County Deep Soil and Water Conservation District, and it appropriates $2,000 for a grant to Faribault County Soil and Water Conservation District to pay for erosion repair on the Lewis River.
And maybe if we could have the Board of Water and Soil Resources come forward and just address the amendment that hasn't been moved yet.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, John Jackson, Director of the Board of Water and Soil Resources. Mr. Chairman, members, this language appropriates funding from existing appropriation $2,007 to pay for part of a project that the Faribault Soil and Water Conservation District embarked on along the Blue Earth River, and there was some, I'll call it, snafus about how that payment could have been made, and we need legislation to allow the payment to occur so that we don't have to follow the exact details of our current rules. So that's what this language is about, and I've spoken with Representative Cornish about it, and we understand what the project is and support it.
Any questions from members about the amendment? I don't know if we
can't do anything,
so we'll lay this over till we get a quorum.
Sure. Would now be an appropriate time to ask a question about the bill?
Absolutely, sure.
I had a gentleman contact me about page 2, line 2.25, and I guess I didn't give him a very good answer, and I just want to check and see what the answer is. Starting with the word "va," the permanent strips of perennial vegetation shall be 16.5 feet in width, measured outward from the top edge of the existing constructed channel. He wants to know what Bowser's interpretation of the existing constructed channel was.
Here we got a good resource.
Let's see.
He's just curious about the language and wondering if that means, well, I guess he was wondering exactly what it means.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members, and Poppy, I'm going to just double check here. I was going to sign the sheet here as I was listening to you, but you're asking about the language on line 2.25?
Yeah, it starts on 2.25. The actual language is on 2.26, the top edge of the existing constructed channel.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hoppe, obviously if I had a picture, I'd probably explain it quicker, but you have some of that information. I'll try and find you a sheet that shows that, but the existing constructed channel is the area, if you ignore the spoil piles or the material removed and you look at the top of the bank without that spoil pile being considered.
Thank you.
We now have a quorum, so we'll officially call this order, this meeting to order. And Representative Hansen, we now have your bill before us. It has been moved, so will you...
And then I'll move the... why don't I just move Representative
Cordes' amendment? The 0407 amendment... All in favor of the 0407 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. Motion carries. Now we have the bill as amended before us.
Mr. Chair. Can I ask one, since Bowser's up there, can I ask one more question? On page 5 of the bill, starting in line 5.8, when it talks about the inspection minimum of every 5 years and then annually after violation. And I apologize, I couldn't find in my notes and I can't remember, is that inspection done by Bowser or is that sort of a water board?
Mr. Chair, Representative Hoppe, that would be done by the local water drainage authority, which in some counties would be the watershed district and some areas it would be the county.
Okay. One follow-up question, Mr. Chair. And again, I couldn't find this, and I think I remember the answer, but I don't know for sure. Is the money for the local drainage authority, if they need to hire somebody new or additional personnel to do the inspections, is that in this bill, or will that come from Bowser, or is that something different? Or is there no expectation that there will be new FTEs needed?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hoppe, in the governor's recommendations, there are some funds to establish a drainage team that would assist the local governments, the drainage authorities, the counties and watershed districts. This responsibility would fall to those drainage authorities directly. So unless there was something that was unusual or otherwise unanticipated, they would be doing that on their own.
And they should be, Mr. Chair, it shouldn't be anticipated that this is going to be loads of new additional personnel?
Mr. Chairman, not at all. Okay. This is a routine. I mean, they probably do most of this already.
That's what I thought. I was just double-checking. Thank you.
Mr. Hansen, you have any further comments?
I don't have any further comments. I think we're going to wait. I would, maybe to give an opportunity, I know there are some folks that have traveled, to give them an opportunity to speak on... I know they had prepared an amendment for the Senate. So I would just ask Mr. Krieger and Mr. Pagel if they would want to say a few words. We haven't received House File 1343 here, but as long as we've got a forum, maybe we should move the minutes.
Hey, Representative Hoppe.
I'll move the minutes, Mr. Chair.
Hey, well, moving the minutes, so... what date? March 9th?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Tingle said.
Mr. Chair, I have a slight change here on the minutes. And I know with so many meetings these last couple weeks, it's been hard for everybody to keep up. On each of the lines where it identifies which bill was brought up, like House File 577 Hansen, I guess the proper procedure is to give an identifying sentence about what that bill is about. So perhaps the minutes could be amended to drop in that identification.
That's a good constructive criticism, and we'll get that done. Thank you very much. With that duly noted, all in favor of approving the minutes of March 9th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All the same sign, March. Minutes pass. Representative Hansford, sir, would you give your name for the record?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tom Tree. I'm the Environmental Project Manager for St. Louis County. I've been with this committee previously, and I appreciate the opportunity to come back again. I'm part of a group that's been looking for wetland mitigation opportunities in northeastern Minnesota, which is kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack. And so there's been various state agencies, DNR and Bowser, and the Pollution Control Agency has been working on a committee, and we've come up with a recommendation, which we run through Bowser's board, and they have selected and recommended that they would be the lead agency to go ahead with this wetland mitigation strategy. Unfortunately, the strategy is going to cost some money, and that was not in their annual budget allocation for this year. Mr. Jaffe said he would run with the study and strategy if he received the appropriation. So we have received an amendment to the companion bill in the Senate, which would fund two studies. One is a wetland mitigation inventory, which would identify potential wetland mitigation sites, and the second is a wetland siting study, which would take those potential sites and develop into practical mitigation on the ground. We're hoping that the House would also consider this one-time appropriation of approximately $400,000 for these two studies. I understand that funds are tight now, and I guess we'd be appreciative of anything that you might consider. And I would entertain any questions at this time.
Any questions from the membership? Seeing none. Any questions from the audience? Seeing none.
Mr.
Hansen,
this is your bill.
Yep. Maybe if, because there was some questions about what if the IRRB could have a role in some of the mitigation banking and how that could mesh in with the study.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Representative Hansen, another thing that we had looked into was a mitigation bank for mining and economic development, and what we were looking into was a possibility of funding through Iron Range Resources. There's a problem with that is that they have a limited area where they are able to fund based on the containment of that law. I don't fully understand the legal parameters, but the area associated with the Iron Range Resources is limited to three or four. I guess there's five counties: St. Louis, Cook, Lake, Aiken County, and parts of Crow Wing near Brainerd, I believe. And so they can fund things within that area, but they're not able to fund the greater than 80% counties, which is outside that area. So there, your other legislators have a problem with using IRR funding for this study. So, I don't know if that answered your question.
Mr. Jaffe may have some comments, too.
Mr. Chairman and members, what Mr. Chair is describing is, as he just said, you know, looking for wetland mitigation opportunities in northeastern Minnesota is very challenging, and what they're faced with is that the Army Corps of Engineers and to some extent the state law require them to look for those opportunities at every single site that they're going to do a development on and do the same thing in essence over and over. And so they're looking to do a more comprehensive assessment of those opportunities. And once they do that, the agencies that do the regulation would then hopefully view and endorse that, and they would have a more streamlined approach. They wouldn't have to do this every time. It would be an efficiency that would be realized, and I think we'd end up with both more cost-effective and more ecologically beneficial what the mitigation sites that they would end up constructing, either nearby or somewhere further away if, in fact, there couldn't be any nearby found. So, as Mr. Priest said, there is some cost with it, and I know they're pursuing several avenues of funding to get that work done. So,
you know, I've never been on this committee or environment committee before. Wetland mitigation land can be in the same watershed, but it can also be down in southern Minnesota, couldn't it?
Mr. Chairman, the answer is sometimes is the answer, because what the laws require generally is that you look nearby, first, and that's especially the federal requirements are much more stringent on that. They have less flexibility than the state law does, but understandably there's a temptation to try and move the impacts from one part of the state to another where you have many and where you might have some need, but the regulatory programs aren't constructed that way. They require you to look nearby first, but if you don't have anything nearby, then you can go further away, and that's exactly what their project is attempting to do, is to do that systematically so they don't have to, every time they do a project that impacts a wetland, bring forward the same argument about they can't find anything nearby. So that's their objectives. And we support that objective, and I believe the federal government will as well.
Representative Anza.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty familiar with the IRRR and the Environmental Protection Area and the Economic Protection Area, and I happen to be a member of the board, recently appointed. We have not met since I've been appointed, but I'm patiently waiting for our first meeting. Obviously, this is a project, and this is an effort that has to be done. I compliment everyone who's brought it to this stage. I just don't know how it's fitting into the financial picture in this session. And we're going to have to either get really creative real quickly, or we're going to have to continue getting smart and getting smarter about this and coming back next year or the year after. And I know that's not acceptable, but that's, I think, a pretty real analysis for now. But this is something that has to be done.
Certainly appreciate that. Any other anybody from the audience like to testify? Mr. Pagel, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Craig Pagel. I'm with Minnesota Power.
Issue Pagel.
No. I won't comment on that part. I appreciate the representative's comments on the study. One of the things that he noted is the study is actually broken up into two different parts. It's very important that we start looking at the type of mitigation that's out there. I understand that MCEA has signed off on this as well. The reason it's important is there's new economic development that's now finally getting into northeastern Minnesota. This study will really help identify those wetlands that are available, what's not available, and what's needed. And what's important about that is some of the projects actually get delayed while they're trying to find this wetland mitigation. And again, in some of the counties up in the area, they still are 50% of their land. There's still wetlands if you look at Coochin County as an example. So what they're really trying to do is assure that these economic development different projects as they're moving ahead aren't competing amongst each other. I think that's where the study would be extremely helpful. I have talked to some people in IRRR, and they are looking at if they're actually going to be able to do the actual wetland banking and develop that project so that the banks are developed before the projects themselves occur. So I really encourage if there's a way to put it in the bill and work through, I understand that there's also budget constraints, but it would be very helpful to northeastern Minnesota. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, representatives and the committee, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. We want to make sure that people could air these issues and trying to see what we can do. It's tight, but I wanted to make sure that folks were aware of the issue and its importance. So.
Certainly something has to be done. I was just wondering if you could bond for something like that, but you'd have to start a whole new category. you bond for sewage treatment, why can't you bond for wetland mitigation costs? And
Mr. Chair.
Thank
you for raising that issue. I've taken a little bit of a look at that, and a cursory review of the way bonding has historically been done around here is categories are created all the time, and just seems to me if there's the will, I think there's a way to maybe do it. But we cannot dismiss any option.
Mr. Janeski, would it not be appropriate, I know the federal government provides, you know, 80% of the funding for sewage treatment projects done in the state. Is there any federal money that comes for wetland mitigation or Federal Wetlands Act? Like I say, I'm new to this committee.
Sure.
If we do A, they'll do B or something?
Mr. Chairman, there is a, on the federal level, I'm not aware of any. However, there may be some, you know, other funding from the EPA or something to look at this issue, because they do have a regulatory role in this as well. We'll explore some of those avenues very, very completely. You know, as of course you know, next year is the state bonding year, and we do have a appropriation that has come to Bowser over the last decade or so to mitigate the impacts of local road authorities on wetlands, and we do that in a comprehensive fashion to be cost effective about it. And so the results of that study would have some value to the agency as well, so we could look at that as something that would be in a bonding bill next year as a regular item.
That I think could really be the answer. I think certainly you'll have some authors for any proposal you come up with doing. Appreciate your input. Representative Hansen.
Well, I think with that, we haven't had any bills fly in during the interim here, so I would like to lay this over until the next meeting, and hopefully we can. That's at 8 a.m. I know that there are some folks that have committees in, but that was about the easiest time that we could reach in the next 24 hours. So hopefully we'll have all these in our possession and can start to take some action.
Very well. Okay. We'll adjourn. Thank you very much.